Haunted places? There are some strange places in the world and at least two holes in the earth where people believe lead to hell. One is the deepest hole ever drilled, which is located in Siberia, and another is a natural hole located in Yemen. The drilled hole is named Kola Well and it was claimed it reached hell because the drillers could hear the screams of the tortured. The hole in Yemen is called the Voice of Hell, because of the sounds coming out of it. The Russian hole has been called a hoax and the Yemen hole has been said to be making natural noises of one kind or another. Some other fiery holes have been given labels which indicate they could also lead to hell. I guess we could label these holes as what some think are hell holes or maybe wormholes to hell. You may have noticed the uptick in ghost investigation programs on television. The Travel Channel seems to be highly invested in them. Some investigators claim to have been surprised at what they found. A British team of a husband and wife were investigating the Adelphi Hotel in Liverpool, England when they claim cheeky spirits cursed them out. When the Brits say cheeky, they mean insolent. These are the same people who created the Ghosts of Britain Facebook page. The Adelphi Hotel has a reputation for being the most haunted hotel in Britain. Britain itself is considered one of the most haunted countries in the world. A security camera above a clinic located in Rushall, Somerset, England, was said to have photographed the ghost of an old butcher. At first it had photographed orbs. Orbs are very controversial in the paranormal community, with some thinking they are just reflections off of dust floating in the air and others believing they could be spirits. After the orbs, the ghost of a man was seen. Part of the building used to be a slaughterhouse and butcher shop. When we talk about places which are supposedly haunted, I think it is appropriate to talk about the country where Halloween originated. Do you know where that was? If you said Ireland, you would be correct. Some of the jails and old castles are said to be haunted. There is a jail in Belfast in Northern Ireland which is opened every Halloween to ghost hunters. It was closed as a jail in 1996. It was built in the Victorian era, and tens of thousands of prisoners had passed through. It is located on Crumlin Road Jail, Belfast. Did you know there is a curse on the Blarney Castle, in Cork? While it is good luck to kiss the Blarney Stone located there, it is said you will have terrible bad luck if you ever remove a stone from there. A Canadian had taken a stone home with him and from that time on he experienced only bad luck. He wrote to the castle for advice and they told him to return the stone, and it would have to be put back in the exact place it was taken from. The owner of the castle said this happens all the time. He said he gets 4 or 5 stones returned in the mail every year. He went on to say nobody ever talks about what the bad luck entailed. There have even been television shows which were considered cursed. One was The Twilight Zone. There were mysterious deaths connected with the show, but the most famous one was when actor Vic Morrow was playing a war scene and noticed the helicopter in the scene malfunctioning and heading for a child on the set. He raced to the child to save him, but he died when the machine hit him. He was a true hero. Because of this accident, a committee was formed to study safety regulations and later they were approved for the film industry. The movie set of the film, The Exorcist, frightened many of the actors. The entire set burned down and filming had to be halted for 6 weeks. What really scared the actors was even though the set burned, the bedroom set where the possession took place was never touched. Was this just luck or were darker forces at work? While the horror movie Annabelle Comes Home was being shot, the crew began to complain about a bench which used to move on its own across the Warrens' bedroom. It happened several times overnight and everyone swore they never touched it. Bodmin Jail is located in Cornwall, England. The naval wing is now open to the public. A camera at the jail photographed a ghost one night. It was the spirit of a very agitated woman. She has been seen in the jail many times before and some have called her a hag. It is said she doesn't stay in one place and sometimes can be seen wandering the halls of the prison. It is said her presence makes people very uncomfortable, but I think the same could be said for seeing any ghost. It is being said Kerry Katona, an English actress, stayed at a celebrity's castle. It must be nice to own a castle, but maybe not this one. A paranormal investigation was being conducted at the castle when she claims a spirit told her to go away. This was all it took for her to run out of the castle in fear for her life. She was accompanying two ghost hunters at the time. There is an island named Pine Island in Florida. An urban legend exists which states there is a ghost roaming this island. It is said the ghost looks like a native Calusa Indian and walks the island at night. The ghost has been seen on numerous occasions. There are mounds on the island which were created by the Calusa Indians and they contain Indian graves. One person who has seen several of these Indian burial sites said they have a certain feeling about them. One of the actors from Criminal Minds is Matthew Gray Gubbler, who played Dr. Spencer Reed and starred in other things including movies. He claims he has a problem with his house. He had moved to California into a home once owned by John Barrymore. When he was going to move in, a friend took a photo of the home. The photo showed a little girl looking out of one of the windows, but no one was in the house. He felt strange in the house and heard many strange sounds. One was of kids cheering. It went away, but started again. This turned out to only be a timer. He said he ran from the ghost one time.